Kurt Menard began his political service in 1984 on the Matsu School Board. In 1987, he went to Juneau, first as a state representative and then as a senator. In 2006, he became borough mayor. Patty Sullivan, public relations director for the borough, says through his daily actions, Menard showed an unwavering sense of responsibility to his constituents.
Our borough manager said he was definitely a champion of the public. And I mean that earnestly. It didn't matter who you were. If you were speaking with him, he was the same man. He would meet in his office with people over, you know, road problems, over flooding problems. He felt it was his duty to hear from his residents and try to help them any way he could.
Anchorage Senator Johnny Ellis is one of three remaining legislators who served with Menard in Juneau. Ellis remembers Menard as a politician who put his values before his career. A prime example was when Menard decided to leave the Republicans to join the Democrats.
That meant that he went from being in a majority power position to being a Democrat in the minority. And so it was a matter of principle and personal comfort level, as opposed to some of the folks that changed parties from going from the minority to the majority. You could say they were doing that for, you know, advancement reasons or ambition. But Kurt Menard actually gave up some power and position in the power structure of Juneau based on principle and his personal comfort level.
Last fall, Linda Menard, Kurt's wife, was elected to the state Senate. Ellis says her swearing in this January provided a special memory of his former colleague.
The pride on his face the day she was sworn in was really, really a gift to all of us. That he could, you know, launch her in her Senate career was just very special.
By profession, Menard was a dentist who had come to Alaska with the U.S. Air Force. He settled in the Matsu Valley in 1972 and set up a private practice. In 1975, he lost his right arm as the result of an electrical accident, but retrained himself to continue as a dentist with his left hand. In 2003, he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. A year-long treatment resulted in remission for about 2 years. In 2007, he announced the cancer had returned. Menard died yesterday morning. Last night's borough assembly meeting was canceled, with all agenda items moving to the next regular session on March 17th. When the assembly does meet again, Sullivan says she will certainly miss one Menard quality in particular.
Government is a long and sometimes difficult process. We're at five-hour meetings, and he was so wonderful at throwing out that joke at 11 o'clock at night when people's tempers might have been high and we might have been frustrated. He was just so funny that he would break it all down and everyone in the room would just fall into laughter. I'm going to definitely miss him as chair at the table, you know, and certainly his leadership.
Sullivan says until the borough attorney determines the successor process, Deputy Mayor Lynn Woods will assume the mayor's role. Governor Palin has ordered state flags lowered to half-staff on Saturday, March 7th, the day of Menard's memorial service in Wasilla. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.